This is the inside track. We're at the 34 Raceways Car Show. Got a chance to talk for a minute with IMCA stock car driver Jeff Mueller from New London. Jeff, you're going to have to work real hard. I don't know if it would be possible to have a better season at 34 than you did last year. I guess you could pick up a few more feature wins.
Yeah, the last 2 years we've been really good at 34 and Donaldson both. It'll take a lot to match last year, that's for sure.
What do you got planned for this season? Are you going to be running the sport mod again?
We sold the sport mod, so just going to concentrate on the stock car, which I think that'll it didn't hurt me so much at Burlington, but I definitely think it's going to help at Donaldson. Just be able to concentrate on one thing and work on it a little bit more and spend some more time trying to get it right.
Well, you did a pretty good job of concentrating on two things at 34 last year, winning the stock car track championship and the sport mod championship. And I never did find out, I don't know if you know or not, do you know how many people have ever done that? I just kind of wonder how many people have ever doubled up at 34.
I don't know if anybody's doubled up at 34. I think I told you, that, you know, at Donaldson, I remember Tyler Kale and I think Burkdorf probably did it, running both classes. Each, and if I'm in those two's company, that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's pretty cool.
So I'll take that anytime.
That's right.
Tell us about your car this year.
It's a brand new Dominator chassis, 95 Grand Prix body on it. Pretty much everything on it's new. Get to try to figure out a new car again.
And I'll tell you, I just saw it on Facebook earlier this week, and it didn't look like that.
No, yesterday at 3 o'clock, it didn't even have anything on it. It was still the body, and about 7, we loaded it on the trailer to bring it down here, and body or the lettering was all done. And new kid from Ames started doing vinyl stuff, and his first car he's ever did. So he had some pain and suffering with it, and it turned out pretty good. He's going to get better at it as he goes, and you know, it's good to help him out. He's a friend of mine from a long time ago, and the car turned out good.
What do you got planned this season as far as where you're going to be racing?
We're going to run Donaldson all the time and probably Burlington for the most part every week, and run Oskaloosa on Wednesday nights every once in a while, and Benton up by Cedar Rapids every once in a while.
I tell you, you don't have to go very far to find tough competition in that stock car class. I mean, it's just it's pretty tough hoeing right around here.
Yeah, you know, it's especially at Burlington, there seems to be a little bit more cars and good cars, and Donaldson, the whole field, the whole way through, can win on any given night. It's going to change a little bit. Donaldson's car count's going to go up, I think, a little bit, hopefully. It's a lot more fun racing with more cars, and it's, you know, it's more of a – it helps with points because you can gain so many more points on a night with more cars. When there's only 10, it's just – it's hard to – you lose a point, it's a big deal.
That is a big deal. Who you got helping you this year as far as pit crew? I know you got a good one.
I got my brother and my – my brother Jimmy and my dad, Rob Jennings, and his brother Stacy did the vinyl on the car, and my mom always a big help with stuff, and my wife and my daughter Nessa.
I was looking there on your page. I saw a pretty cute little girl on there. A lot of pictures of the little girl.
Yeah, you know, she's been a lot of fun to have around, and she's getting cuter all the time. I actually took a picture earlier. She was messing with one of the wheels on the car, and it's because she can see her reflection in the chrome. But it was kind of cool just to look at her and, you know, make jokes that she was working on the car or working on chassis setup or something. And, you know, and someday hopefully we can get her involved in it, and maybe she'll make me look silly.
Got a lot to look forward to. There's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, she's definitely been a changing experience.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this season?
Rick's Auto Sales, Donaldson Tire and Service, Jennings Tire, McDonald's, L&N Repair, Weichert Iron and Metal, TA Auto and Tire, T&J Sandblasting, Farmington Tax and Accounting, Papa George's Pizza, K&M Automotive, Mike's Automotive, Sandberg Fabrication. Trying to remember who's on the right side of the car.
We can walk over there.
That's all right. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Yeah, maybe we better.
Okay, let's just – this won't be the first and last time this is done this season.
Right, yeah. And that was a good one, too. 3D Roofing. And I think that's pretty much – Coastal Pizza and Steakhouse.
Well, Jeff Mueller, thank you, as always, for talking with us on the Pepsi Inside Track. There I go. I said I knew I was going to do that, say Pepsi. But thanks for talking with us, and wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Thanks.